We're going to turn now to the Middle East. Israel says it carried out an airstrike on Beirut earlier today. The Israeli military said it targeted a Hezbollah commander. They blame him for a rocket attack over the weekend that killed 12 children in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Lebanon's border. The Iranian-backed militant group had denied responsibility for the strike. The attack follows warnings from the U.S. and other countries over the past 2 days for citizens to leave Lebanon while they still can. Fears have grown that a cycle of retaliation could trigger all-out war between Hezbollah and Israel. NPR's Jane Arath joins us now from Beirut. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Elsa.
So what do we know about this explosion and who the target might have been?
Well, the explosion was powerful enough to collapse a building in Beirut's southern suburbs and loud enough that people in central Beirut miles away heard it. Hezbollah hasn't confirmed that the commander Israel said it was targeting was killed. We're waiting to hear from them. And they normally do make those announcements when fighters or commanders have died in battle.
Okay, well, we know that there have been warnings from Israeli officials that they could attack Beirut. How much of a shock was this today, then?
It was a pretty big one. This morning, we were at the Beirut International Airport talking to passengers to see if anyone was taking the advice of the U.S. and other countries to leave Lebanon. And there was no panic. Lebanese and foreigners who live here are kind of used to a certain constant level of threat. But it is different when there's an actual strike. Our producer, Jawad Rizallah, was in a cafe in central Beirut when he heard the thud. You can't really hear the blast on tape, but all the dogs start barking and people start saying, "What was that?" And then when he got to the southern suburbs where the explosion took place, security was blocking the roads.
Here we're at the street has been closed off in the direction of the building that has been destroyed. And an ambulance has just arrived, and we are not allowing anyone to pass.
You can hear the ambulances, the speeding cars, the chaos. The collapsed building contained a meeting place for Hezbollah commanders. But the building was also in a densely populated neighborhood. There are unconfirmed reports of at least one person dead, a woman, and more than a dozen injured. And as we noted, it's not clear yet whether that commander was indeed killed. An Israeli official told NPR that it had not been confirmed that he was a casualty.
Well, has Hezbollah made any comment on this attack and what its own response might be?
No response yet. It is likely, though, that Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah will make a statement. And if the commander was killed, they'll announce it. But the real response we're waiting for is what Hezbollah does militarily. It denied that it launched the strike that killed those children, members of the Druze minority in the Israeli-occupied Syrian Golan Heights. But it's also made clear repeatedly that it will respond to any kind, will respond in kind to any Israeli attack in Beirut. Meanwhile, diplomatic efforts to de-escalate this go on, but there isn't a whole lot of hope being held out for those.
That is NPR's Jane Arath in Beirut. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.